At the end of a secret war between feuding nations, only one man survives to complete his last creation. But there's no time to ponder, no time to wait, only minutes to go before he's stuck with his fate. Just spitting blood with a hack and a cough, with Maris irradiated, his bones are soft. But if he just keeps going, his work will endure. If he can manage to go back, that man will endure.
I, beacon of science, Gaston, must prevent this Armageddon, for I am the last son of humanity. The planet my intelligence has granted me is at best far-fetched. I digress as I will hurriedly. Earth is only covered in a wave of devastation, leaving me the last survivor in my basement lab. Obligated to this planet now, the only way to stop this is my intellect escapes it, reverse it and erase it. This toxin in the atmosphere is about to steal my life away. The sole solution lies in my devices and creations. I must sacrifice my body, still preserve my mind. Time is running short, I must bind with Android 5.
In the desperate attempt, this witch is beamed to the shelf. Connections catch a blaze in the post-apocalyptic hell. And well, you know how you burn a CD wrong? How the record might skip on the best song? Well, that's what happened. Abilities intact, core objective is stable, but his memory's out of whack. 2 millennia passed. His time machine's complete, Gaston 5 heads on back. A man never claims defeat.
My head scrambled, where did I get sent? There's events I must prevent, but I can't even remember when or who, how, what's the stop? What am I supposed to do? Who's gonna press the button I'm supposed to feed into? I need some proof. Am I supposed to kill somebody? Who's responsible for all the suffering? Will I go busting in the embassy before the delegates will run for me and delicately question with my weapons till they come for me? Nah, that couldn't be my method. I'm better off just messing with my memory, recover where it's empty. But I remember all the death in level cities. No, I've never seen illuminated street lights how it's meant to be. I can look around and see a playground, little children around, building surrounded to have fun. But I'll stay away. Maybe over here I still see, but I'll get it together and keep it low key.
Low key, low key, okie dokie.
That. Who's there? Somebody spoke to me? Oh no, can they notice me? I hope they're not too close to me. I'll pull my cloak around me. From here they wouldn't know that I'm a little different. Somebody's coming closer, lights are flickering. I see a woman's figure in the distance. I need to get away, but I'm enraptured in this instance. Could this person help me find the part that I've been missing?
Just beyond the shadows, a woman appears. All cracked out, lifted up and covered in tears. Reality disappears, labeled an outcast by her peers. Crippled by a world of her imaginary fears. And I know, it's hard to understand. But she sees Gaston 5 and he takes him by the hand and she opens up her entire world for him to see. And 5 looks her in the eyes and falls to his knees.
I can't believe that you would see me as I am and not recoil. Your presence even seems to act as a reminder of a time my memory has avoided. What it feels to be a human being lost beneath the toiling of a genius. Concoctions wrought with this machine indefatigable. Bastard of the doctors meant to be the keeper of the people. But you give me a loving smile.
A 5 couldn't recognize his chicken head's grin, but from a pseudo-high. On a mix of liquid pomma and super glue, the stuff is strong enough to make you eat your own.
I couldn't walk away when you look at me like that. I'm lost anyway, my mission's getting put on the back burner. Together we could turn over a new page, maybe for this it was worth it to labor ages. I'll make it better for the both of us, and we'll be rolling down the avenue like Joker just.
Trust.
Your passes, met with an overpopulated world dictated by fascists. But world issues are the last thing in 5's mind. Chicken heads, bird, and a child, and 5's in a bind.
If I'm discovered, someone could destroy the love that I've recovered from this lonely place. Now I feel the urge to see my maker gave to me. To save people he'd never meet, yet he felt responsibility. All I feel is guilt, giving up on my purpose. Selfishly starting a family to make it worse. It's not too late, I can still change the fate of this planet. I got to go or couldn't leave my woman stranded.
5 makes his choice and he gets to her quick, well knowing he's risking life at the flip of a switch. But he has to be there, it's his one true love, and the patients in the ER screaming death from above. The place runs in a panic, they scatter in fear, the call is made quickly, the enemy's here. And suddenly, the area is clear, and little does 5 know, his fate draws near.
You're almost there, push! I can't believe I'm here, look, he's almost here, take a picture for the photo book. Hold my hand tight like you mean it, it's alright, I know you need it. What's all that noise out in the hall? Somebody ease the people. Look, my son is here. Could I hold him now? Promise I'll be careful. Let me see his face.
Silence, now the room echoes of life. All that time spent, cries wept in a miserable strife, made redundant. All in a split beat. Gaston 5 is dead with no one left to see the world come to a safer place to live in. Fears of the mass is simply destined to be unforgiven. Chickenhead lives on, but she names her special child after his father, Gaston 5.